This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
I'm on the beach and I'm a little crab. I'm sitting in the sand and I miss my dad.
Hold on.
Wait.
What?
We waited for 10 minutes to start recording. Well, Adel said, let me think of a thing. That's what we waited for? We waited for I'm a little crab and I'm sitting on the beach?
I told you, I have a process.
Adel, I love it. That's one of the best openings we've ever done. I love it. Please, Aaron, let's get into it.
I'm in the ocean and I've got a little notion that I'm a cute fish and I'm about to dish.
I'm in the water and I feel a little hotter because the temperature is rising and I'm going smiling.
Flawless.
I'm a kid on the beach and I can't reach the little crab by my toe. Oh no!
I'm a whale in the ocean and I'm got a little notion that I might swim ashore just not to be a bore.
I am a bucket. I got sand in my bottom. And if you ask me, I have voted for Hillary Rodham in 2016. Not my president.
I'm an umbrella and you're a cute fella, so I'll keep you in the shade so you will have it made.
I'm a big shark and I'm a shark.
I'm an ice cold beer and do not fear. If you're feeling parched, let's throw some darts.
Oh, I'm a sunburn and you've got to learn to protect yourself. And don't leave the aloe. Oh, no, you grab the aloe from the shelf.
I'm a dad on vacation, and boy, I know my station. It's pleasing my wife, so there is no strife.
And I'm JPC.
I'm Adam Rafi.
And I'm Eric Keith.
Are you sure we shouldn't do that the whole time? How sure are you out of 10?
I'm Eric Keith.
And I'm Keith.
In the coral reef. I saw a little eel, and it bit my heel.
I'm Aaron Keith. No, I can't do it. I'm Aaron Keefe.
Yeah, no. That's perfect. No, that actually is a really good impression. It's sing-songy. It also sounds like you might cry at any second. You're making people nervous. I love it.
The emotional waver of Aaron's voice is so hard to capture.
And you're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. This is an improvised podcast.
No.
None of this is written. None of this is written. None of this is talked about or planned beforehand. We're an improvised podcast where we solve riddles and we do little improv scenes along the way. And if this is your first time listening, try a different episode. Don't give up. Skip back. We have some good ones.
Don't give up. We skip back and I go to like a fucking weird one where we're talking about Blue Man Group giving each other blowjobs and they're like, you told us to go back, we listened and it's worse.
We had some audio mixing issues in some of the first ones, so maybe not those. There has to be some good ones that we can point
the middle
towards.
Ones, we had that crazy feud. It was sort of like a Joan Crawford, Betty Davis type feud. None of us would look at each other. We were poisoning each other's food. So don't skip those.
There's one pretty early on, maybe 17, where you really can't hear Aaron. We were recording in a studio that was not our studio, and we just didn't have an episode.
What happened. Don't lie on International Women's Day. You both held the plug the entire time for my microphone and went,
No.
We boxed Aaron out, and we boxed her like 15 feet from the mic, and she had to just shout.
And I was still the funniest one in that episode. Boom!
True. I think our best episodes go... You're going to want to search your podcast system for Off Book. That's what we used to go by. So check out Off Book. Those are probably our best episodes, but they still start with 4-second little songs about the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. It's a little hot in here, and by that I mean I'm dying, so I might shut off my video and take off a layer.
Well, Aaron, I would say that pretty much any room that you're in is going to be a little hot.
And we should say that Aaron is wearing a 7-layer dip. Let's see, it's got...
That black bean has to be hot. Aaron, it is on the day that we're recording it, and... 2 days later, nope, that's not true. I think we're a week out at this point. But on the day that we are recording this, it's International Women's Day. So I have to ask you, how can we worship you, my queen?
That's enough. That was funny, and I'm happy now. Thank you. You made my day.
Just to celebrate women, do you mind putting your feet up to the microphone?
That is so funny.
Sorry, listeners can hear your feet.
No. This is how they sound.
Hi, I'm Erin's feet. I enjoyed the rhymes that she made, but I think she could have done a little bit better.
Those are my feet.
Wow,
judgmental. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm good. I took this week off, and by that, I mean, I don't do anything. I just, like, I Twitch stream, but I occasionally do, like, podcast recordings. But I basically cleared my calendar for a week just to, like, work on some side projects and do, like, little fucking administrative tasks. Or like, I have to get a coat repaired. So just, like, errands and stuff like that. And it's
like
good.
Like getting Mariah coffee and stuff?
It's so much. She drinks one of these every day. But it does.
She's a bit of a girl boss.
Oh my God. But you know what? That's how I worship her, my queen. And this is, so I feel good. It's very rare that I haven't played video games for 4 hours in a day. So now, you know, I feel very different, but I feel good.
Yeah. Has your personality changed now that you haven't played video games for a couple days?
I would say that I'm still hard to be around. still pretty insufferable.
I'm not sure that's a direct correlation. I think that you're maybe just insufferable and people who play video games can be nice.
Aaron, yeah. That's an interesting point for such an annoying shithead.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Thank you for worshiping me, your queen.
Your queen. I'm not leaving.
I'm just shutting off my video. Keep talking.
Okay. That's true.
Speaking of insufferable and shitheads, Gemma's been gone for 2 or 3 days. She's been
Jesus.
On a... No, hold on. That's not where this is going. She's been working, so she's been on a trip.
Okay.
So I've been left alone to my own devices. So I decided to start rewatching Deadwood because it's been like 10 years since I saw it. So as I'm like 20 episodes into Deadwood, I'm just alone around the house and I start talking to the cats and I'm like, come here, Fries, you little cocksucker, you fucking shithead. Like the vulgarity of that show, I think...
So. Yeah, so
150 times an episode they say the most awful, despicable words. So now I'm just like walking around the house being Al swearinging to my cats, which is very fun.
They're going to say something. They're going to start talking and go like, you know what? Fine. He's going to know that we talk.
Listen
Stop.
To me, Fries, you cocksucker motherfucker.
Al swearinging, what a great bad guy.
Yeah.
I guess he's the bad guy in that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you guys have a
favorite bad guy? Anything?
I was trying to remember with Deadwood, I was like, is there a good guy? I guess Timothy Oliphant is kind of a good guy, but like Deadwood is just like it's all bad guys.
It's basically, Deadwood is very much like The Wire where it's all gray. Like there's no black and white, it's all gray. Same with, I guess, with Game of Thrones. Like there's no real, you know,
some
moral
would say,
high ground.
Same with life.
Yeah.
Art reflects
No, I'm a queen. I'm perfect.
Yes, my queen. How can we worship you today?
Who are our favorite bad guys? I would say, oh boy, this is tough. I mean, Al Swearengen's great because you do sort of root for him because he's so, that actor is so great.
I'll say one of my favorite bad guys of all time is Iago from Othello. I think I think he's a great bad guy. The only my only like qualm with Iago is at the very end of the play, like he just like he gives it up and he's like, I'll say no more. And I'm like, I would burn it all down. I would be like, fucking kill me, kill me, Othello.
It is.
And then he goes, I'm gonna go be a parrot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is weird to hear Gilbert Godfrey doing Shakespeare is pretty unbearable.
I would watch an entire
My Kingdom for a Horse.
Yeah, I almost did it, and I was like, wait a second. He just said it would be unbearable.
I would watch him do Richard III.
I also love Scar. Scar, classic Scar bad guy.
Great. Scar is great.
Anton
Chigga's pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
That haircut.
What a haircut.
A great haircut. I thought that should have swept the nation.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't. Give me the sugar. Didn't.
I guess it kind of did because it does look like a broom.
Yeah. Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Alan Rickman, Die Hard. Hans Gruber.
John Lovitz, A League of Their Own.
Oh, wait. Who am I thinking of?
You can't play baseball.
Oh my God,
you're a woman.
I'm forgetting his name because my brain is in pain.
Oh, give us a...
He passed away recently. He played Truman Capote.
Oh, that's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman in Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's a good bad guy, yeah.
He's great at everything, but he was so good at that.
Master and Commander, he's pretty good.
You know what? You got to watch these villains. They're the ones that you love to hate, and they make the movies better. So if you're watching movies for the protagonist, I got news for you. It's called an antagonist, and it's something that you might want to keep your eyes out for.
Oh, I also think Regina George is a great villain.
Oh, yeah.
What a good villain.
And what a good villain. Josh Brolin is Thanos. He had a point.
Who?
Josh Brolin.
The one who snapped, remember?
There should be a reality show with Thanos just called Snapped.
Well, oh my God.
Adel, I'm glad you're left to your own devices. JPC, I'm glad that you are seeing the world for the first time and getting a coat fix.
It was also a spoiler alert, 60 degrees in Chicago today, which is unheard of for March. It's a false spring, but I'll take it.
I went for a walk. I got a donut, and then I walked home because my dog is sick. It needs to be taken out every hour and 15 minutes.
I did one of the things that I did errand-wise today is the horn in my car broke last year during the Black Lives Matter protests. I was just like laying on my horn during one of those car caravans, and then it just went and stopped. So that was last summer when my horn broke, and I was like, I'm gonna get it replaced. There's a mechanic literally half a block from my house, so I took it in this morning at like 8 o'clock in the morning, came back at like 4, and I was like, hey, is my horn done? And the guy was like, we didn't get to it. And I was like, why did I bring it in? But the thing with a mechanic is I looked up how to fix this horn on my own. It took two pieces of electronic equipment that I don't have, and I don't have the, and I just can't do it. So I'm at the mercy of a mechanic. So what I said to the man after I waited for 9 hours and he didn't fix my car was, okay, I'll bring you back tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I will, if it's not too late, I will personally fund a novelty horn.
Yes,
if
you get, I was just about to say, I said, Adel, what are we paying him to do?
If you want to get La Cucaracha, if you want
to
get...
Where do I go? Do I go to this mechanic and be like, hey, by the way, can you give me Lowrider by War? Is that possible?
No, I want you to get You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban or
Hong Kong, 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 Kong,
Kong, Kong, Kong, Kong, Kong, Kong, Kong, Kong, Kong,
Kong. Josh Groban, talk about a Thanos snap. Anyway,
that means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. Hey, speaking of things that mean almost less than nothing, we got to do riddles on this show because this is a riddles adjacent podcast.
This is a podcast about what's the funniest honk. I'm honking on sunshine, honk, and don't honk, honk.
His honk has lyrics, and then some words say honk. I love it.
I don't know what they want from me. Is like the more honk, honk, honk.
Oh, the single Hong Kong. Oh, the single Hong Kong. Hong Kong, Kong.
Let
Hong,
me
Kong,
see
Kong.
That Hong Kong, Kong.
You guys
Hong,
don't know what novelty horns are. I'm convinced the adult does not know what a novelty
horn. I like when my horn goes Hong Kong, Hong Kong.
Far wherever you are.
Okay.
Please send us your funniest honk.
Oh, my honk will go on. That's what I meant to say.
I'll say this. I will not get a novelty horn unless it is My Honk Will Go On, sung by Aaron Keefe, put into a horn in my car.
And I don't look up the lyrics before I record it.
The lyrics to My Honk Will Go On? I got news for you, Aaron. You can't find them. They don't exist.
Somebody honk me that you had a honk honk.
Okay.
Okay, we're done. Fine, fine.
No,
we'll do
this
fine.
Is the episode. Please.
No, people will hate it. We cannot do that.
It's International Honk Day.
You know how people, there's that saying of like, be the good you want to see in the world?
Mm-hmm.
This show is the opposite of that. We go, what's my worst nightmare when I'm old man puzzles? And then we all do that thing
yeah,
to each other.
Yeah. I also responded to a bunch of emails like yesterday or a couple days ago, and there were so many nice emails from people like saying like, hey, this has been a hard year. The show means so much to me. It's so great that I found this. And I think about that all the time while we do My Honk Will Go On, because I'm like, we are betraying these people. We are betraying what we committed to.
Betraying or actively hurting them.
Yes. Harm. Yeah. Harm.
I'll sometimes take a peek at the emails, but I saw the same emails and it was like, hey, it's been a hard year. This has been a hard podcast to listen to. Please stop.
Please stop.
Go back into whatever hole you guys crawled out of. Enough already.
We didn't honk, 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 honk. It was always honking since the world was talking.
So we're going to do some listener submitted emails today. And this first one is from, and I love this name. This is from Lime. So Lime said, hey, my name is Lime. Love it. And I just started listening to your podcast. Well, this was September of 2018. So I hope you stuck with it, Lime. And wanted to submit the first lateral thinking puzzle I ever solved. I think it's a lot of fun. And I give it to my friends sometimes. I do not remember the original clues that came with it, so I made some up. I am sorry. I
no,
love an email.
You.
I love a riddle submission that ends with I am sorry. Okay, so here is Lime's riddle. A man and his wife are dead. If the man had just one quarter, his wife would have lived. If he had two quarters, he would have lived. If he had three quarters, both the man and his wife would have lived. But his brother would have died. Why?
The man and his wife had gumball deficiency disease.
Don't joke about that, Adel. Don't joke. It's serious.
I'm so sorry. It is International Women's Day. The wife was a queen, and
yeah, that's how you honor women. Very good. Thank you.
She had the most beautiful feet that we will hear now.
You know what? We'll take being paid the same. That would be nice.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
That's a start.
Whoa.
Hire us. Let us vote for us.
So if he had a quarter, he would have lived. If he had two quarters, him and his wife would have lived. But if he had three quarters, his brother would have died?
Yeah, so okay. One quarter, wife would have lived. Two quarters, he would have lived. Three quarters, both the man and his wife live, but the brother dies. Why?
Is this like quarters of a chicken? Like, and the brother's allergic
these are
to
coins.
Poultry?
That's a great question. These are coins.
Okay.
It's like not a parking meter, I bet.
Correct.
It's not, is it like bus fare?
No. And let me just say, it's not bus fare. That's a good guess. That quarter, 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 like I guess that does all make sense, but pun. But think about like, this riddle is not a modern day riddle. This riddle is probably, like a lateral thinking puzzle is probably, would maybe make more sense like 30 years ago. 25 years ago.
When a quarter was $5,000.
Exactly. You know, the past, the distant past. Mm-hmm.
I found out how much money my grandfather bought my childhood home for recently, and I was pissed for a week. He bought it for like $40,000 in the late 70s, which was at that time only like $100,000 by today's standards. And I was like, why does anyone talk to millennials? Leave us alone. You destroyed us. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's depressing to hear what the like a generation, one generation or two generations above us got to have homes.
My grandpa bought his house that my grandma and him lived in for two kisses and a bird.
I'm sorry, they kissed a bird
yeah,
twice,
they, sorry,
and then
yeah.
the bird owned
Sesame
the
Street.
House.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
my grandpa, who is no longer with us, actually built his house that my grandma, who is still with us, is currently living in and has lived in and raised all of her kids in, and the startup capital that he used to buy the materials to build that house, he got from a little man who whispered a secret and spun him a hair's length of gold. But he had to give one of my, I guess, my dad's, my aunt or uncle, we don't know, the child, the firstborn child, up to that little man, and he had a secret name.
Rumpelhouskin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Rumpelhouskin.
God bless you.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, no.
We're back in the 1950s. Aaron, you're a real estate agent. JPC, you're in the market, and we're gonna see about housing in that era.
Okie dokie. Everyone is taxed fairly, and we're gonna go to the moon. I got a couple of sweet, sweet houses for you today. Which one would you like to check out first?
Well, I don't know too much about houses, but I need a place that I can put my hat and my briefcase when I'm not at work. And I do work a lot. I work 6 hours a day, and then I spend 3 hours at lunch just drinking whiskey.
Oh, my goodness. Sit down. I had no idea. You work harder than anyone I know. Mm-hmm. I work for 2 blinks every month. Huh?
Oh, yes, yes.
All right. Well,
that makes sense to me.
Before we get started, actually, what is your budget? I even forgot to ask.
Well, you'd have to ask the missus. I just make the money and I hand it all to her. And when I say hand it to her, I do mean yell. I yell a lot, and it's generally toxic. But I don't know numbers. Now I can tell you what I need in terms of a house. Mm-hmm. I need a room for me, a reclining chair that reclines all the way back, and a place that I can bottle up my emotions.
Yes.
If it's okay with you, husband, okay. I need enough room to do the twist.
What about the shout? No, we're a decade away from that, right? You just need to twist, no yelling?
Yes.
No shouting?
Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. Well, you know what? This is what we do in the business. Everyone just turn your pockets inside out, and I will give you a house for whatever's in there.
Here we go. That's 14 nickels, a Roosevelt.
Ooh, and a loose cigarette. You can get a mansion right this way to the big old house at the top of the hill.
Well, now, if we're going to go into that mansion, I want to make sure it has room for everything that we need. Now, my wife needs room for her exercise machine, which is just a car engine and one band that goes around her waist.
And then shakes me real hard.
It shakes her, and then she chain smokes cigarettes. So will the house have room for that?
Oh, yes, of course. And just so you know, there's wallpaper, so the smell of cigarettes will stay in the house for a couple hundred more years.
Oh, and sweetie, I need a room for when I get the vapors.
Yes, we'll need a vapor room, a sitting room, a waiting room. We'll need, I guess, what do children exist in? A terrarium?
Have children?
Well, not yet, but when the good Lord blesses us with some.
All right, we'll throw them up to the top floor of the house. You'll never have to see them, never learn their names. Don't worry. You won't even know they exist.
Oh, perfect. I guess I wouldn't be mad at a bathroom.
Ooh.
Oh, I take the stinkiest shit.
Scene. One quarter he would have lived, 2 quarters his wife would have lived. Does this involve a coin toss?
Oh, that's great. No, it doesn't involve a coin toss.
All right, well, I have a question. Is it a type of thing where you put a coin into something, or is it the coin itself, like, protects you from something?
It's
like a bullet or
it's
something.
It's definitely a put a coin into something thing. Mm.
Is it one of those?
I have some clues. I have some clues for you guys.
Oh, yeah, please.
Sure.
The quarters, the coins, the quarters would have been used to make a purchase.
Mm.
The man and his wife were not together at the times of their death. And the man has an illness.
So it would have been for a phone call to
boom,
say...
Boom, boom, boom. Yes. First quarter is for a phone call.
So one quarter he could have called his wife and said, come save me, I'm dying?
The first quarter saves the wife.
Saves the
not
wife.
Not him. Yeah.
So he says, hey, I have this disease. You probably
go
have
get
it
checked
too.
Out.
Go get checked out.
That's always a fun phone call.
That's such a fun phone call.
I have to call. Sorry, this is so embarrassing. I know we haven't talked in a while. Turns out I have stigmata. You might want to get yourself checked out.
cool. I'm so glad that you called me because I have crabs.
Oh, so.
I have a little crab and it's in the sand.
I have had that phone call. It was like my first year in Chicago. And I had, I guess you would say a little bit of a one night stand. And
okay.
The person called me and they were like, hey, I went to the doctor and I think that you should get like checked out. And, you know, I think you gave me something. And I was like, what? And so
you should get checked out. I have pregnancy. You might want to see if you have it.
And I went to the doctor and they were like, nope, you're all good. You got nothing. And so then I was like, I guess I now have to call that person back and be like, keep calling people.
Well, whoever called you is a very noble person, because I've had a lot of friends, specifically female friends, who don't get a call from that person because the guy's like, I don't want to have to do that.
I'm sorry, the person who called me was not being very noble. They were being very accusatory and they were very mad. They were very mad at me for giving them a thing that I was like, dude, I can't imagine how I would have done that. So no, that was... It was not fun.
It's classy that you gave them your number, though. That's give them your number if you are safe.
Listen up, motherfucker. I have butt clams, and I think we both know who gave it to me.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I haven't been to Florida in 3 years. There's no way you got butt clams from me.
Shout out to anyone who has an STI right now. It's okay. We're okay. It's going to be okay.
Just drink lots of orange juice with your penis.
Nope. No. Don't listen to JPC. He's the opposite of whatever a doctor is.
So first quarter saved the wife because it says, hey, you need to go to the hospital.
Not that reason, but you've got the payphone thing. So the reason will relate to the third quarter.
So is it like, hey, your brother's coming after you, run and hide?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, your brother's coming to kill you, so get out of the house or something.
But what about that? Yeah, what about that second quarter?
So the first one's a payphone. The second one, she uses it to buy...
He. This is not the wife.
Oh, yeah.
This is the man using all three quarters.
Calls his brother. No.
First one is a payphone. Remember, the man has an illness, so he can save his own life with the second quarter.
He swallows it.
Yes, he has quarter poisoning. And so the only way to counteract the quarter poisoning is swallowing another quarter.
He calls his doctor.
He's not making a call.
He goes to he uses it as bus fare.
Nope, not bus fare.
I want to say he buys a Twix.
Addle, yes, correct. So he has diabetes, and he uses that second quarter at a vending machine for a sugary snack to up his blood sugar.
This sucks. I was trying to be an asshole, and I was right.
The third quarter, if he had three quarters, so the solution says, the man has learned that his brother planned to kill him and his wife in order to take over the family business. The man was driving home to warn his wife that his brother was going to kill her. He intended to kill his brother, but he went into diabetic shock along the way. If he had one quarter, he could have called his wife to warn her. If he had two, he could have bought something from the vending machine to fix his blood sugar. And if he had all three, he gets to his brother in time and kills him first.
Wait, how does he get to his brother
That's
in time
a bad
with 75
day.
Cents?
Because he needed the vending machine was 50 cents basically. So if he has one quarter, he has enough to call his wife. If he has two quarters, he has enough to save himself and not his wife. And if he has three, he can save both, but then he kills his brother.
I see.
Yeah. Again, these are not the prices in vending machines, guys. So don't send us an email saying I just went to buy a Twix and it was $1.25 because we know it was.
I want to see a scene.
Yes, please.
Aaron, you are giving JPC a call. He is your husband. You're trying to warn him of something that's just very, very urgent, but you're also super hungry and you're getting distracted.
Pick up.
Hey, Jill.
Hey.
We're just about to get in the water.
No. Don't go outside. Don't get in the pool. Don't do any of that.
Baby, I'm teaching a diving class, so we kind of have to get.
Shit,
I have to get in the pool.
Just walking by a McDonald's. Oh my God, that smell. Fuck.
Okay, well, I'll be home at 6, and I.
No. Sorry. On the news, there's a lion at the zoo, and he escaped. And
Coach, should I swim to the surface?
No, stay down and don't talk. You're losing all your air. Do not talk.
Babe, no, I'm trying to tell you something. There's a lion.
Honey,
at the zoo,
Jill,
escaped,
Jill, Jill.
Brought the shark with it. Like
a lion is not. The pool is the safest place we could
no,
be
I'm
if there's
to
a
tell
lion
you that
out.
There's a shark. They came out and then they're holding a picture of our house and they keep pointing at it and cracking their knuckles. Babe, wait, oh fuck, I'm smelling McDonald's. Okay, I have to go in. Hold on. Just give me one second.
Hold on, wait. Okay.
Could I have?
Welcome McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Hi. Yes. Thank you. You have a new crispy chicken sandwich. Is that similar to the old one, or is this like a whole new thing? Is it like spicy or something?
It's actually the McRib, but we stamped the word chicken on it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, never mind. I will
also
take...
our pizza's back.
Ugh, no, thank you. Can I have 3 fish fillets with no bun?
We only have fish fillets.
Fish fillets? Do you have those? Shit.
Well,
okay.
All fish are from the seas.
All right, well, I would like as many french fries as you can carry and 3 fish fillets, if you
As many
can.
As I can carry? Sure yeah. thing. I'll be right back.
Oh, shit, honey.
Yeah, this is your husband speaking.
Oh, no, it's the shark.
I thought I was being the lion.
Oh.
I love it, a lion and a shark outside your house cracking their knuckles.
pointing at a picture of your house, standing outside of your house, like, this is the right house.
Just in my mind's eye, picturing a shark with knuckles is just outstanding.
Yeah, how do they crack their fins? Just they put their fins cut close and then push.
You got it.
Well, while we figure out how a shark cracks his knuckles, we're going to take a little break. And we will be back with, I gotta say, hopefully, more riddles.
One riddle before break. We're going to get some emails.
This is a new record. One riddle in 30 minutes. We did it.
Sorry.
Not a good record.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nattle on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret, whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's a shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive.
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi guys, it's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope, right. That's not what therapy is all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Wow, I can't believe how many riddles we did on the break.
Woohoo! 17 million riddles down.
Oh, man, yeah. Okay, well, that means that we can kind of coast through the rest of the episode, so let's get back into cracking on these emails. This next one is for Risha? R-I-S-H-A. I'm going to say Risha is how you pronounce that. First off, thanks so much for your podcast. Life and college are kind of unstable right now, and having something nice to listen to is one of those things keeping me sane. Well, Risha, you sent that in 2018, so I got bad news for you about the future. I'm hoping that you're not graduating college in this job market because it's 40% unemployment.
ABC, we don't need to do this to them. This is what we mean when we say we're terrible to our listeners.
Okay, so Risha says, when you need me, you throw me away. When you're done with me, you bring me back. What am I?
A tissue. Nope. Nope. No, no, no. No one listened to me. I'm serious. Don't listen to me.
Aaron, that is only the correct answer if you are Rudy Giuliani and you are just blowing your nose with that thing and then wiping it all over your face and mouth and then blowing your nose and wiping it on your face.
If you need me?
When you need me, you throw me away. When you don't need me, you bring me back? Is that what you said?
Actually, the answer might be Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, is it a fishing rod or like bait?
Aaron, yes, fishing line. Risha lists an answer and then says, or a fishing line, I guess. So
is the first answer an anchor?
The first answer is an anchor, Adel. Aaron, you both, you, wow, what a combo. Wombo combo.
I would like to see a scene. You two are father and son, and you're going on like a boat fishing trip, and you're both kind of trying to convince the other to pull the anchor out of the water because you both have a suspicion that maybe you might not be strong enough and you want to make the other person look worse.
Wow, Dad, this has really been such a great day.
Do you feel like you learned a little something about boating from your old pop?
To be sure. Also, we've caught so many bluegill. Nature's oyster.
I can't wait to get home and fry up those bluegill. Well, speaking of getting home, champ, the sun's coming down, so hey, you're a big, strong man now. Why don't you go and hoist that anchor for us?
Dad, 17's not a man.
In some contexts, it is.
I barely know any dirty jokes. You should probably bring in the anchor, and then we'll be off to home.
Well, we shouldn't trust the old-timer around that anchor, especially with how many of these cold ones I've slung back today, slugger. So why don't you lift that anchor up for us, and then you can drive and steer the boat back home. What do you say?
Wow, that sounds exciting. But I think it would make for a better TikTok if I recorded you with your sleeves rolled up, since you have an anchor tattoo on your arm that says Strongman. I think that would make it such a great video.
Well, there's nothing I'd like more than to make that video with you, my boy. It's been such a special day, you and I out here on the water. But when you talked about my anchor tattoo, it made me think about my old Navy buddies and how some of them are no longer with us, and now my hands won't stop shaking. So I'd be a lost cause pulling that anchor up. Why don't you grab it, kiddo? I think that you'd be perfect for grabbing that anchor with your strong, taut, little body.
Hey, Dad, I know you've drank a bunch, but every time you get drunk, you talk about when you used to work at Old Navy and all your Old Navy buddies. I know you got a discount that was like 10% off performance fleece, but I don't want to hear the story.
It was 15% off, but it was capped at $400.
Out of the way, boys. Mom's going to do it. International Women's Day. It's International Women's
Wow,
Day.
Wow, she's struggling and she fell in the water.
International Women's Day.
She drowned. Oh, man.
No, I didn't, because it's International Women's Day.
Her soul's floating up to heaven.
Women's Day.
Bye, Mom.
I'm a lady alone on an all-male pelic podcast.
Same.
Okay, this next riddle
comes from
Chrissy.
Oh, by the way, Adel, oysters are the oysters of nature. Thank you so much.
No.
It's the bluegill.
International Oyster Day is International Oyster Day.
That sounds like a Red Lobster jingle for sure.
When I lived in Ohio, there was right behind our house, there was a creek, or as some people in my neighborhood would say, a crick. And me and my friends would go down there and play like Ninja Turtles. I don't know. I can't possibly remember what that constituted. But we would play Ninja Turtles. And then at one point, my friend caught a bluegill and he said, hold it. And I had never seen a bluegill before, so I grabbed it, and boy, oh boy, did I hurt my hand, because bluegills are all spine.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
They're razor sharp. Did you cut yourself?
Ew.
Oh, yeah. It punctured my palm in, like, five places. It was awful.
No. Do you have a scar?
No.
Wow. How old were you?
40. I was probably 40. I was probably 9 or 10.
Oh, okay, 9 or 10. Yeah, man, scrapes and cuts, bruises and bruts. I was on a walk today. Like I said, the weather was really nice, and there was a little girl. She must have been like 3, maybe she was tiny, and her babysitter was out like talking on the phone, and she was you know how like people like have like trees in their yard, and they have those like red like three bricks in a circle to like enclose the dirt for the tree.
Sure.
Basically, she was just like walking on some stones, but like three, you know, brick, like maybe a foot into the air, basically. And mm-hmm. she was walking on the stones going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then she just fucking bit it. She hit five and she fell and just clomped completely down. Didn't cry at all. Like got up and was like, and the babysitter was like, are you okay? And she was like, uh-huh. And then she got up and started doing it again. And I was like, that's cool. Like, if at 32, if I had like just slipped slightly, I'd be like, I'll be in bed eating shit, like eating junk food the rest of the day, because that's it's over for me. But that little girl like got right back up into it.
It sounds like she was concussed.
Oh, for sure. She got back on those rocks and she was like, blun, flu, peep, blur.
I'm just having a memory. I one time in Chicago saw a little boy on a swing, and I think he must have been there with his like older brother, and he to impress his older brother did a jump off the swing and then wiped out so bad and landed like on the edge of this like bench thing and knocked the wind out of himself. Ooh. And had like scrapes on his hand and dirt up his whole body. Oh. And like tears just welling in his eyes. You like cut, you know when you like scrape your hand so bad that
dirty
there's blood?
Cuts, yeah.
And he was like, hey Michael, wait up.
Next time I get severely hurt, I'm going to yell that.
And I didn't stop laughing for a week. I came home to my roommate and I was like, Shayna, I saw the funniest thing ever. Hey, Michael, wait up. Oh, God.
Outstanding.
I remember my nephew, who's like three now, when he was learning to count, he knew how to count to four, but didn't know how to count past four for a brief period of time. And so when he would like count toys, I got a video of him counting his toys, and he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. And I was watching it with my dad, and after this 30-second video where he just says four like a ton of times, my dad just turns to me and goes, well, the kid knows four.
He's going to be a little golfer.
Look on the bright side.
All right, so this email is from Christy. Christy writes, hey guys, here's a few good riddles for the user-submitted ones. Answers are at the bottom in case you'd like to at least guess at it before reading to the next line. So there are answers for all of these.
And we're supposed to guess before you get to the next line? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Yeah, please.
Popsicle.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to say popsicle.
God damn it, yes, popsicle.
Yes.
Okay, number one. It kills scientists in seconds. Europeans take a little longer. Americans are unaffected.
Religion. Organized religion.
It kills scientists in seconds. Europeans take a little longer. Americans are unaffected.
Zombies?
It's not zombies, no.
Kills scientists in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So...
An S?
Germs?
It's a letter or something?
Smallpox? It's not a letter. It's not a disease. No. So it's, I love this riddle, by the way, but it's something that scientists, Europeans, and Americans all see a little bit differently.
Okay.
Oh, the metric system.
No, not the metric system. That's a really good guess.
Okay.
And I think if you think along those lines, that might be very, very helpful for you.
Aluminium. In aluminum. See, in England, instead of saying they have to go to the bathroom, they say they have to go to the aluminium. Mm.
Which is a condominium made for pooping.
I have to go to Al's Lou in his condominium.
Welcome to Al's Luminium, home of wet beef.
If you live in England and you listen to us, we're really sorry. We only cause harm. You should shut this off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do yourself a favor.
Pardon me, can you direct me to your water closet? Of course, that's a closet that's flooding.
You'll love it.
Kill scientists in seconds.
There's just a bunch of wet fitted sheets.
So the answer, this is going to be a tough one because you have to get what it's about and then you have to get the answer. So... the answer is a very specific thing, but if you get like you are close with metric system. So again, this is something that those three groups would maybe have like a different measurement for. Something that science, it's one thing, but scientists use something
pounds?
Different. No, not pounds. We're
kilometers.
Not kilometers.
That's the only
temperature.
Aaron.
Celsius.
Fahrenheit.
So Fahrenheit.
What people die at each.
So
thing.
It would be like 110 degrees or something. It's a specific number.
It is a specific number, and it is. Do you know what the third one, the one that scientists use, is called?
They use something that I like to call. Hold on, I'm
not Fahrenheit, not Celsius.
Wait, I wanted to make a joke and then I forgot what it was. What's the scale that hot
Scoville?
Food? Scoville. They use the Scoville scale.
Sorry, Smallville.
I'll give you a hint.
Smallville scale.
If it's let's say it's Kevin and Susie is to blank and sluzy.
Okay, so they use Celsius.
Seven.
Fahrenheit.
Kevin.
No,
they use Kevin's height. Okay,
and
Kevin
Susie is to blank and saluzy. Saluzy. Sluzy.
Okay, this
Kelvin.
This isn't
really... Kelvin.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't I say Kelvin? I think there might have been, we talked too much on Zoom at the same time.
Speaking of, I'm so sorry. We can cut this out. Can you two please give me feedback on my Kelvin and Hobbes comic strip? It's about a young scientist and a tiger and all their experiments.
JBC, do you want to tell them or do you want me?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's derivative.
Thank
it
you.
It is just like Family Circus. It's so weird, dude.
It's Family Celsius, you mean?
It's one panel cartoons. It's not, I don't know what you're going for, but it's derivative.
Do you guys remember Rhymes with Orange? What were some other newspaper cartoons? Remember the first page
Hold
being
on.
Bad in the Boston
Hold on.
Globe? What?
I don't even remember the first one.
Rhymes with Orange? Yeah, I think it was one of those one-panel cartoon. It felt a little like Far Side-ish because it was different every week and it was like one joke.
Wait, Aaron, when you say it's different every week, aren't all cartoons different every week?
No, I mean like it's not following the same family. It's not following the same characters. It like can be anything.
Aaron, I think your dad drew a little picture on your napkins in the morning and told you it was a national comic.
I think my dad drew a little picture of my napkin. But I would get a little sheet of computer paper and trace all my favorite comics every Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I loved doing that. And mostly like the funny ones. I was like, so instead of clipping them out and saving them, I was like, I want to save my copy of them.
So you copied the funny ones. So you didn't copy Beetle Bailey or Kathy or Ziggy or Family Circus or Garfield.
No, I think I copied a lot of those things. Uh-oh.
I think I was, in terms of Sunday papers, I was always into Garfield and...
The financial section?
Yes.
I was into Dilbert until
and
I...
business.
Yeah. I was into Dilbert until I learned about the creator, and then I'm like, well, never reading that comic again.
So you were into Dilbert until 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yep.
No, Scott Adams is one of our great Americans. Thank you for your service, you fucking maniac.
I would like to see a scene. You guys are Calvin and Hobbes, but you're Calvin and Hobbes, but you're in like your mid-40s now.
Calvin, what do you want to do today? You want to piss on another Ford?
I was thinking about going down to the dump and see if we can scrounge us up another new cardboard box. The one that we're sleeping in is busted out all over.
Speaking of dump... This red meat is running right through me. I don't know. I need to see a vet or something.
Red meat? You piece of shit. When'd you get red meat?
I'm a tiger.
I went behind a Julasco. I found some expired ground beef, and I scarfed it down.
Hold on. Let me see these wrappers. These are Slim Jims. This is not red meat. This is barely meat. How many Slim Jims did you have, Hobbs?
I want to say 20 or 30.
20 or 30? Lord almighty, the vet bill for this is going to be insane.
Fine. I kissed your mom. I was drunk. Big deal.
She's been dead for 12 years.
Well, I kissed her 10 years ago. International Women's Day.
International Women's Day.
So the answer to that riddle was...
International Women's Day. This does not include oysters and shrimp and red lobster.
70 degrees. Scientists would measure that 70 Kelvin, which is way hotter than 70 Celsius, and they're both still hotter than 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
But they're both still hotter than 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
I'm voting for Kelvin as Miss Temperature because she's way hotter. Did you see her swimsuit? Ay, ay, ay.
International Women's Day, Adel. Shut up.
And such as the Iraq and such as the temperature...
What is 3/7? I'm sorry. What is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 1/2 goat?
Boy,
what is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 1/2 goat? This I love this one too, and it's very tricky.
My instincts want to say Julia Roberts.
Can you list them again? Sorry, my brain can't comprehend them.
Yes, 3/7 chicken.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna write these words down.
Aaron's gonna write these words down. 3/7 chicken.
Okay.
2/3 cat, and 1/2 goat.
I want to get this one. So no one like don't addle if you figure it out.
I have it. I know it.
Don't tell me it.
Addle got it so quickly that he must have got a joke answer. So I will entertain.
No,
that.
I have the real answer.
Oh, you have the real answer. Okay, Addle got it.
3/7 chicken. How much of it is cat?
2/3.
Here's what I'll say. Here's proof that I know the answer, and this is an outstanding riddle. The proof I know this answer is the three of us should all know this answer.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
And I've probably known this answer the longest. JPC, I want to say, probably has known it the second longest. And Aaron, you're probably the newest to this answer.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't listening, but I'm working.
But don't tell me anything. Why aren't you listening to me?
Aaron, it's International Women's Day. Compose yourself.
Stop it. Okay. I'm trying to focus, and I've been able to adequately block you out.
Addle quickly.
Holy shit, that fell right into our laps. Remember
you know the
that?
Scene,
that's
you know
something.
The scene in movies where like it's like World War II and the grenade lands in the bunker and you know everybody like dives away and then it goes off and then the sound of the movie just goes and it's just like that dull ringing.
Oh, yeah.
That's now what my ears are.
Well, is it my fault?
Yeah.
No. Aaron, I don't blame my comrade in the bunker. I blame the frickin' German who just tossed a grenade in here.
All right, Merry Christmas. Let's sing Silent Night all together, okay? Okay, I think it might be Chicago or Go At At.
So, yes, the answer is Go At At. My the hint that I was going to use was da 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 da. But yes, the answer is Chicago. 3/7 of chicken, shy. 2/3 of cat, ka, and 1/2 of goat, go. Shy, ka, go. That's great. We love to see that.
That's a really good one. See, that is the type of thing every other riddle. I'm not trying to put this riddle on the spot or embarrass it, but every other riddle should take notes and be just like this riddle, okay?
And I want to see a scene.
Christy says, by the way, keep doing what you do, Riddies and Puzzies peeps, and thank you for making me actively use my brain when listening to podcasts. Christy, if you're still listening to this podcast, just chime in. How much did you actively use your brain in the first 30 minutes? We still good? We still good, Christy?
She's gone.
She's gone.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you're two scientists, and you've been sort of tinkering with DNA splicing, and you've created a part chicken, part cat, part goat creature, and you're deciding based on the kind of outcome not being what you expected, you're trying to figure out what to do with it.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
You know how we got super drunk last night and broke into the lab, and we were like, you know what would be funny, and we kept saying yes to each other's ideas?
Yes, I do. I mean, we're still here, so yes, I do.
Ah, my head. Okay.
Meow gawk.
Stop. Hold on. There's something behind me, and I'm not going to show you what it is.
Meow gawk.
Is it? Oh, my God. We were in the gene splicing lab. Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. It's so much worse than you imagine.
We were so drunk, and we were trying to order delivery, and nothing was open, and I said, I could go for a turducken. And you were like, no one's going to deliver a turducken.
And I said, ever look at a goat and then just wanted to take a little bite? And you said, no. And I said,
I thought we were saying yes to each other the whole night.
Well, you said you never knew you wanted to take a boat, and then I said, I'm adding it anyway. And you said, yes, queen. That's how I honor you today on International Women's Day.
What are you telling me?
I'm trying to tell you that I'm hungover and we made this.
Meow gawk, kill me.
Okay. That looks delicious.
I know.
I am so hungry.
Goat sound.
I wasn't going to tell you, but while you were in the gene lab, I was in the main chemistry lab. And remember how last night we were both so drunk and we both wanted to take out, and I said, what I think I would love is barbecue sauce, honey, mustard, and ranch mixed into one sauce.
What did you do?
Well, I just bought bottles of those three things and I mixed them all together. That's not natural. It tastes... No, it's not natural. It's everything.
Must ranch. Must ranch.
Oh, God. And look at the haircut we gave it.
Yeah, so this is... I made this must ranch. It gained sentience. Maybe the Bunsen burner was on too high. I don't really know how that happened, but maybe if we get... What did you call your creation? What was its name? What's your name?
What's your name? What did we call you?
Jeff.
Jeff?
Meowcock.
Meowcock. We're going to call you Meowcock. I think giving animals human names is weird. Meowcock, maybe if you get into this moose ranch. Moose ranch.
Wait a second. Did we hook up last night too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Did that not end this? Oh, God. We have to live with these consequences.
This ad has been paid by the Las Vegas Board of Tourism. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Thank God they paid.
What were the three sauces that you combined? What are those three sauces?
One of them was barbecue sauce.
Mustard, barbecue sauce. What was the other one?
And ranch.
Mouse ranch.
Okay, mustard fucks it, right? Barbecue sauce and ranch would be delicious.
Yeah.
Well, barbecue sauce has mustard in it. That's how you make barbecue sauce.
Mustard and ranch aren't necessarily...
I think that trio actually sounds great. And I think, JPC, you should bottle that, sell it, and call it...
Do it like Goober Grape, where the peanut butter and the jelly is in one jar, and it's just like mustard. Or it has like three spigots on it, and it's like a separated bottle. Oh,
well,
yeah,
will it
that's
be on the Scoville scale? How spicy is it going to be?
It'll be a Rory on the Scoville scale.
he
is so funny.
What do you put that on chicken?
I wouldn't, because I've been a vegetarian for like 18
fucking
years.
No, but like, how are you selling it to? What kind of restaurants are you selling it to? Not what you'd put it on. You'd put it on your sugarless nonsense.
I don't think I can sell it to restaurants as much as I can sell it to divorced dads just trying their best. That is the target demographic for like green ketchup, Goober Grape, whatever saves...
Crustables.
Whatever saves divorced dads a little bit of time. Okay, can we do one more riddle?
Yes, please.
All right, this one is from McGill. Yeah, McGill. Pronounced McGill. Oh, I'm saying that right. This one's from McGill. And also, McGill signs this mysteriously, comma, McGill. Which I like the alliteration in there. Good
job. Do you think that he did a little swish of his cape?
Well, it says... I never read the emails out loud because I don't want people to find the people that maintain some anonymity. But this email is from McGill@swishcape.com. So maybe.
Mysteriously, McGill swishes cape.
Two bodies have I, but both joined in one. The stiller I stand, the faster I run.
Like a body of water, like a waterfall. Wet body.
Like what? Ben Stiller?
Yeah, Stiller is capitalized, but I think it's more like Jerry Stiller. I have two bodies!
That was actually really good.
I think that you could do an entire movie where you play Ben Stiller and Jerry Stiller.
Oh, please.
JPC. I think that you could do both, and then it just, like, through movie magic.
I can only do Ben Stiller from Mystery Men because he's yelling the whole time, and I can only do Jerry Stiller from anything because he's yelling the whole time.
Sounds like a stressful movie. I can't wait.
I can do my combination Billy Corgan, Billy Crudup, and Billy Zane.
That sounds like a really weird movie, too. What should I do?
You should do Catherine Hahn.
And the girlfriend from Monsters, Inc.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they're in love. Okay, I have to go. Clickety clack, 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 clack. I'm ready.
Jump on that horse so fast.
Tap dance out of here.
Clickety clack, clack, clack.
Clickety clack, clack, clack. Ha. Okay.
So two bodies have I.
But both joined in one. The stiller I stand, the faster I run.
So what runs?
A river.
A river runs through it. Mm-hmm. River Phoenix has two bodies. River.
You guys. River, and you're off with water. Water ain't it.
Water ain't it. Two bodies have I.
Politician.
What else has bodies?
What else runs?
It's like a letter of the alphabet?
No, that's a good guess, but no, it's not a letter of the alphabet. It's not a politician. It's not a human. It's not like a person. It's not an idea either. This is like a thing, a noun.
It's a noun. Two bodies have
It's eye. Tangible. It's tangible. Two bodies have I, but both joined in one. The stiller I stand, the faster I run.
So you said it's a word, but it is something tangible?
It's something tangible, yes. I'll say it's an object.
Is the riddle aiming us towards the word where it's like the letters that make up the word look a certain way or spell something like...
No, it's not that.
It's not like two bodies have eyes, so like the letter I or something.
Exactly. It's not. It does not have anything to do with that.
I want to see a scene. While I think about this, I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are you share one body. You're one body with two heads. And I just want to see a very quick scene where the two of you are trying to order at a restaurant.
What?
Chicken parm.
No, not in my stomach.
Chicken parm.
No, not in my stomach.
And burn it.
No, not in my
stomach. Crispy chicken parm.
No, not in my stomach. Well, if you do that, then we're watching Enchanted again tonight.
If I may, it is International Women's Day, so... Ladyhead, what would you like?
I said chicken parm.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I don't want chicken parm, JPC.
Neither do I. I can't eat it. I've been a vegetarian for 18 years. But that character, lady, really wanted it.
I remember being in Nashville with JPC and some other friends, and we were like, we got to go to this hot chicken place. Yeah, this spicy chicken place. We got to go. It's supposed to be the best. And like, we get there and we're ordering and we're all so excited. And then JPC's like, cool, I'll be across the fucking street.
Now, there was a taco place right across the street and it was very good. So I was very pleased with that.
Well, that's great. Everyone won.
I honestly can eat at any Mexican, Mexican American food place.
Yeah, yeah.
In any town across this great United States, I can eat at any one of them. I can always get a taco.
Turns out. Two bodies have I. Boy,
but
can
both
we get
joined
a-
in one. The stiller I stand, the faster I run.
Give me a sweet, sweet hint.
So, yeah. So this is an object, and it is... So, it basically has two bodies, and if you, like, broke it in the middle, it would...
Hourglass.
Hourglass.
Hourglass. In the middle of the street. Don't
yes.
run over it. That's my only hourglass.
Thank you, McGill. The answer, of course, is an hourglass. The stiller I stand, the faster I run.
I have a question for our audience.
Yes.
Okay, well, you can ask it.
Okay, can I ask it?
Sure.
Do hourglasses stress you out? Because they stress me out. They stress me out the same way that, like, board game timers stress me out. Like, remember the Scattergories timer? From, like, especially the one from growing up? Where it would just be like tick 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 tick, and then they'd be like pa, and it would scare the shit out of you. Watching an hourglass go is not soothing to me. I'm like, oh, we're all gonna die one day. Oh my god. Oh my god. Anyone else?
I personally don't have that, but every time I watch an hourglass, turn over, I just sing "Dust in the Wind" to myself, and it is a very calming experience.
Do you close your eyes?
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Like sand through an hourglass, these are the stressful days of our lives.
Like sand through an hourglass, these are our plugs. Adel, is there something that you have to plug?
I recommend all you cocksuckers watch Deadwood. It's very good upon rewatch, I think. And I'm going to keep plugging it while it's continuing to come out. Please check out Hey Tavern Tavern, the Hello from the Magic Tavern spinoff featuring myself, JPC, and Aaron. It's on Stitcher Premium. If you use the code word MAGIC to sign up, you get a free month. Free? That's redundant. But check that out. It comes out every Thursday. By the time this airs, there should be 3 or 4 episodes out, and there's going to be a total of 7. So check it out. Aaron, anything to plug?
I want to plug taking care of yourself. So if you haven't done anything nice for yourself, nope, today, do some guided meditations on YouTube. If you can afford therapy, sign up for that. Just give yourself a little jaw rub, drink some water, give yourself a hug, tell yourself you're worthy of love. There's nothing you need to do to earn love. So just take care of yourself. You are worthy of so much love.
Wow, that makes my Deadwood wreck seem like a real stinker.
Yeah, motherfuckers, fuck you, you fucking cowboy, motherfucker. Fuck
Is
you, fucking
Rock
drink water, bitch. Drink your water, bitch, fuck you.
That's my water alarm. I'm sorry, that's so unprofessional. That just went off during the show. I'm so sorry. I have to drink some water. For me, you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. If you're listening to this, I'm already back streaming again. So, you know, my week break is over because we recorded this a week in advance. And 2 days ago, Aaron's episode of Billboards came out. So go listen Woo-hoo! To us talk about the album Aiming Ignite by Fun. It's a fun album and a fun time.
I
and
had
that's
the
all
best time. You should listen to that. I had the best time. It's such a good show.
Aaron, I was just looking at this album, and I can't believe I've never noticed this before, but there is a fucking bonus track on this that we have not heard before, and I thought it might be nice to play a little of it here on the show. Okay, so I'm putting in the CD, and I'm shutting the lid, and I'm pressing play, and here is the song.
Horn, torn, 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 Jupiter and honk, 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 honk. Happy International Women's Day, everybody. Go to Red Lobster. You can eat for free, maybe. I don't know. Try, though.
Honk forever.
Try. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a monkeyosity. Dunstan checks in. We all know that Dunstan checks in. Dunstan checks in. We all know that Dunstan checks in. This hotel has a fucking monkey working at the desk. A surfboard. I only know the movie from the jewel case. Dunstan checks in. DVDs of Dunstan checks in. Dunstan checks in. You can rent it on Amazon. Fuck Jeff Bezos. Hey there, Kitchens and Sinks. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's the return, part two, of our kitchen upgrade trivia. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8 at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.